the reason why I came to this meeting is, you know, we have problems at our elderly mill site too in Madison, the Wounded Knee District. But there, the elderly got together and we took action against the people that were trying to use the elderly to gain financial dealings. But from what I gathered and what I see here in Porcupine, you know, these elderly are really, how shall I put it, neglected, abused by a couple of individuals that needs to get corrected. It needs to be corrected like we did. But we, as the elderly group in Wounded Knee District, we stayed together. We stayed together and we made our stand against these people that tried to use us. But here in the Porcupine District, you know, these elderly, no one wants to listen to them.
Mm-hmm.
No one wants to listen to them, but everybody is siding in with one side. And it's really getting out of, it's blown out of proportion. Right now, I have problems of my own. And during this winter weather, I got evicted from a house that I was living in.
Mm-hmm.
And that the housing gave me a house, so I was ready to move in. And then as of yesterday, I was notified that the housing took the house back. So right now, as I'm speaking, you know, I'm a 71-year-old elderly that's homeless.
Uh-huh.
With an 11-year-old grandson. And that's terrible. It's terrible of how we are treated here on the reservation by these people. And it seems like we can't go nowhere. We can't go to anybody. There is a tribal council there, but this administration is terrible, worse than the one before, because the council people, they themselves are abusing elderly verbally, emotional, mentally, psychologically, you name it. It's a great wonder they didn't physically abuse us.
Uh-huh.
And it might, you know, it might get there if we don't take a stand. But a lot of us get verbally abused. And, you know, verbal abuse is worse than physical.
Uh-huh.
And that's what we're going through. So that's why I'm here, to see what I can do to help elderly here in Porcupine District. Of course, us, we get harassed and verbally abused, but us, we take a stand. But this group over here, it seems like no one is even listening to them, are not making no effort to help them.
Mm-hmm.
And this is really sad of what's going on the reservation here, by the people that's running the elderly mills, plus the tribal council. So now, who do we go to? Who do we cry to get help? Who is here to help us?
Mm-hmm. And you say the tribal council just ignores you.
They do. They even tell us, you know, you elderly can't come in here because you talk too much and you don't make sense. And, you know, those are the statements that we hear. And they come right out and tell us.
Mm-hmm. And
but this administration is worse than the one before. There's some hot-headed people there on the council that don't back off of nobody. They forgot who put them in there.